Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to Fightful. It's May 2nd, 2025. Some unfortunate news to report, to talk about. Lots of WWE releases. Lots. We're going to get into really every facet of it that we can right now. SmackDown is on right now, but I'll try to walk through every bit of it in a timeline that I can, because interestingly enough, we wrote a story today because a lot of people were asking about Shotzi, about Austin Theory, about Chelsea even. And we wrote a story and it's like, no, there have not been WWE releases this week. And then a few hours later, there were WWE releases, but with none of the talent that people were speculating about this week. Cause you know, Shotzi had done that self promo video. Austin Theory had posted that ominous message, and Chelsea did the farewell address. Clearly, they're not going to get rid of Chelsea. She is at TV right now, so none of them are on the list that I have heard. So that's why we wrote that story today. Now, it was important to note in that story, not saying that there weren't going to be any, but as of then, there weren't. There were staff cuts, though. There was a number of staff cut yesterday, including Andrew Carr, who worked for Evolve as an announcer, Ryan Popola, who was a digital personality as well, Christine, who worked for the creative department as well. But there are still some NXT names that I'm working on confirming. And guys, if you guys do send any super chats or humper chats or anything like that, we are going to donate them to the Dementia Society of America or a dementia-related cause. I don't want to make money off of this specifically. And what I'll ask before we get into this, if you say, who cares, or no surprise, or you fantasy book somebody losing their job, or you celebrate someone losing their job, you're going to get banned. I don't want to see you here. I got no time for that. None of that. Don't want any of that here. Take that to somebody else's show. I do not want that here. And we will just say goodbye. And if you put better not pick up the phone, any of that stuff, goodbye. Go away. Don't want you here. We want to cultivate a more positive environment. Unfortunately, we have covered hundreds of these over the last few years. And somebody says, can you say the potential names? I can't. No, not until I get a confirmation on them or something like that. Because what I don't want to do is speculate on somebody losing their job that hasn't. But thank you to Love for Boost saying just donate to the charity. Thank you very much. Dementia Society of America, something very close to me. Let's get into these names. In addition, Fightful Select reported today EJ Nduka, who wrestled for NXT and MLW, his contract expired with AEW. So as of now, it is Casey Catanzaro, a.k.a. Katana Chance. It is Caden Carter, Dakota Kai, Braun Strowman, Shayna Baszler, Gigi Dolan, Jakara Jackson, Cora Jade, Riley Osborne, and Eddie Thorpe. I believe those are the ones that I have personally confirmed. There are additional ones that I'm working to confirm. We are going to have a lot of additional details that we're going to collect that will go on a free post on FightfulSelect.com. Again, not going to monetize this stuff tonight, so on Fightful Select. But so another one that I've been able to confirm now, Gallus have been released by WWE. I'm going to post that one right now. That's one I was working on there. Listen, there are still some other names that I've had thrown at me as well, but Gallus have been released by WWE. That's Wolfgang, Joe Coffey, Mark Coffey as well. So obviously a very surprising one, Dakota Kai, because she had been factored into the mid-card plans for so long and quite honestly gets good reactions, has a pretty big fan base. That one was particularly surprising to me. Braun Strowman had been factored into a lot of Bloodline-related stuff, but was not on WrestleMania. Physically, obviously, his prime is behind him, and he didn't really wrestle outside of WWE. I could see him doing not just something else, but wrestling occasionally, doing like a big match in Qatar or something like that when they ask him to come over. He had talks with AEW during one of his absences, but not expecting to see, like, maybe eventually he'll do like a one-off again in WWE. I would imagine that bridge is going to stay built. Shayna Baszler, she was at NXT helping out like this past week, I'm pretty sure. This, Ja'Kari Jackson, Kacy and Caden really make me question what the hell are they thinking about with this tag team division? They just think because one of their tag champions is off making a movie for a month that they just don't need a tag team division. It's abysmal. What do they have? They repeatedly gut this tag team division. Repeatedly. Kacy and Caden, one of the raps on them was a lot of people in WWE I talked to felt like they needed a gimmick change. Not for anything for them. They just didn't feel like the company was going to get behind it. Ja'Kari Jackson is one that I look at and I'm like, man, that one's brutal, because I thought that she was improving rapidly. Like, TNA is going to pick her up in a heartbeat. Like, guarantee you, TNA, MLW, those types of places are going to be after somebody like that with high upside. But they split she and Lash this past week. So very clearly they knew about this. They clearly knew. Gigi Dolin had faced some injury issues, but is also a talent that is going to catch on TV somewhere. It was always interesting to me because I felt like they could have brought her and JC Jane back together, and JC Jane should be on TV anyway. But Gigi Dolin, Priscilla Kelly is 27 years old. She is going to be a name. I mean, wonder if TNA likes her. TNA has used her a bunch lately. So, I mean, TNA will probably just bring her around. TNA's got to be feeling like, what the hell do we do? How do we handle this now? But in addition to that, I mean, I know that Priscilla Kelly, she worked the first All Out back in the day at the Casino Battle Royal. She worked Bash at the Beach in 2020 when she faced Britt Baker in AEW as well. Gallus, listen, a lot of the international talent, a lot of where they land or what can happen with them is going to come down to their visa status. And for a number of those, I don't necessarily have an answer for that. So Gallus is going to be an act that, you know, probably is going to land in a lot of things like that. Again, unless they've got their visas sorted or something like that, which, you know, I reported that Subculture, Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster were backstage at TNA. So some acts are getting that done to do indie work as well. Eddie Thorpe. So he's a guy that ended up, I mean, there were some people I talked to that were surprised he got the WWE offer, because that's when they really started to pick at some of the New Japan talent and go, oh, well, we want them for NXT as well. So he had quite the history in New Japan as well, was over in New Japan for years and years. I don't know what the relationship is like between Eddie Thorpe and New Japan, but I'm going to find out. I've got some good connections there. But, you know, there were an awful lot of people that I talked to that said, well, naturally, that's going to be a place that he can go to. But I don't know how good the money is in New Japan right now either. Like, I'm not sure about that, because, listen, they've had trouble retaining an awful lot of people of late. But, you know, it's It's going to be interesting to find out with some of these talent. I'll apologize. There'll be some dead air here and there. I've got allergy-induced asthma. Again, I'm going to read these super chats in Humper Chats, but anything that we make on this show will go directly to the Dementia Society of America. If you all want to talk about this more, there's a SmackDown post-show tonight at 11. I might hop onto that as well. Phil Lindsay is stepping in for Kate tonight, along with Alexis, and then, of course, Grapsody tomorrow at noon. Let me get to some of these Humper Chats. Jake says, WWE releasing all their LGBTQ plus talent is certainly a choice. People will still defend their company, though. Disgusting. Yeah, that is there's some questionable elements to that. And there were some glaring questions as to why they didn't recognize Black History Month as well, which I've asked about and not been given answers to. But yes, that is certainly something worth mentioning. Rodney says, Sean, what do you think the chances are these are soft releases, given the relationships WWE has with TNA and other companies? Lots of talent have historically gone elsewhere after releases and either reinvented themselves. So here's how I'll put this. If we don't see any of these talent going to TNA, then there is definitely some weird stuff afoot. And it definitely lends you to go, okay, well, this isn't really a beneficial partnership for talent. It's one of those things. And again, TNA people are telling me that they're like, what the hell? What does this mean? Because listen, a lot of these talent TNA were able to use without having to, you know, pay an exorbitant salary or anything like that. So, oh man, that's going to be a big question. Van Twinblade says, Fed got to pad the numbers. I hate it. This is sincerely the worst days to cover outside of, you know, stuff that involves assault and deaths. Ryan says, Caden, Dakota, Shayna hinted or outright spoke of their lack of use. Do you think this led to the release or writing on the wall? Talent have got to be willing to say this, though. EJ and Duke is willing to say it about AEW. There are lots of talent that don't get appropriately used across a number of companies. This is why I believe agents need to start working in inactivity clauses. If I were a wrestling agent, I would put in any deal 60, 90 days. If there's a period of inactivity, reasonable inactivity, I would call it, the talent can request an out, meaning if they want out, they can get out. Now, I had people in the past say, oh, well, they'll just use them before that 60 days right before it and reset the clock. Come on now. We got lawyers and agents working on these deals. They're smart enough to not allow that to happen. Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceover says, seriously, hate WWE. Screw this monopolistic company. My feelings on it, I am of the belief, listen, it happens in sports. People get cut. That's the natural element of it. If I were in those positions, I would let deals run out as opposed to releases, regardless of companies. RIP to the women's tag division, says Maddie Mania. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. Chad says, releasing so many LGBTQ people this year is a bad look. It's been a lot. Last two times they announced the Aussie PLE, they did cuts the same day. Ryan, I'm glad you remember stuff like that because I don't ever seem to remember things like that. Lucky Charm says looking at Liv's hiatus is a good thing because they truly have no one to face now. Hope Triple H can string together as much as he can in the coming weeks. Hate that most of these are women. Listen, if Triple H wanted to keep these people, they'd still be there. Let me be clear about that. If he wanted them there, they would be there. They would absolutely be there. Shayna and or Dakota in AEW sounds interesting. Shayna Baszler is going to be booked and busy if she so chooses. That much I know. There are going to be just an incredible number of indies and Japanese companies. And of course, you know, Bloodsport's going to book her. And like you might see some companies like kind of start to develop that work that style. That I listen, that woman is not going to be hurting for bookings. Dakota, I would be shocked if she doesn't end up getting an AEW offer. Shayna, it's like Shayna as a part of the Death Riders or a part of a team with Marina, I think would be really, really good. Haven't seen anything Carl Fredericks has done in the Fed. What went wrong? Thought he had major potential. It wasn't hitting. It just wasn't quite hitting. Really hate how this happens every year. It sucks. Yeah, I do too. It's the worst stuff to cover. Keep up the great work. Thank you. If Release Superstar goes to TNA, do they still need the 90-day rule? So I'm going to work to find this out. I wonder if, per the terms of the partnership, if maybe TNA can get a little bit of an amendment on that. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's been broached, but that would be something that if I were TNA, I would go to WWE and say, hey, why don't you just let us do this? I think that would work out really well for them. Could it be possible they're getting rid of the women's tag titles? They shouldn't. Now, with the way they've booked the IC and US title, it's just been miserable, man. It's been lazy. It's been so lazy. The booking of all those titles has been lazy as hell. You have about the person who is the U.S. champion right now had no wins before starting, like this year, before starting a feud with the champion. Now I'm glad that she won a couple times to get that title shot, but it just didn't make sense. Wins and losses should matter. They just do not care about women's tag teams. That is the long and short of it. They don't care about women's tag teams. Have these cuts created or could they create any type of resentment from tenured WWE talent towards newly signed ex-AEW talent coming in? So, this was something that was speculated by someone within AEW to me recently, actually, that they were like, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of talent that naturally move on and go to WWE, and they're going to be in the same position that they said we were in years ago, where there's an awful lot of people that are going to feel resentment over the fact that the ex-WWE talent are used more. Now, I haven't heard that from any WWE or NXT talent yet, but that is certainly something that some people in the company were expecting and were assuming could happen and realized was a real possibility. And, you know, the person actually brought up the Vince McMahon line on the conference call years ago. I don't know if you all remember this, but when somebody said, oh, well, a lot of your talent's going to AEW, and Vince said something like, oh, perhaps we'll give them more, like that. And at the time when that was said, I was like, did he mean to say that? And now, of course, he's just a psychotic asshole. Like, of course he meant to say, yeah, perhaps we'll fire a bunch of other people and they can have them. But like, that is naturally happening with AEW as well. We went through this back and forth area and period of roster bloat, like where WWE had hoarded talent for so long to prevent any competition. Then AEW started regardless. I mean, they kind of started, had ROH, New Japan. But then AEW started, ROH went away, a lot of that talent got dispersed, and WWE's roster became not so bloated, not as bloated, than AEW's was. And now AEW is trimming back as well and letting a lot of them sort of expire. So I hope that we just don't see it going back and forth like that, to where every few years it's just one company has way too much talent they don't use. Because listen, I don't like talent being benched in any company if they want to be on TV. Like AEW has wasted years of Scorpio Sky's prime. I'm like, why? Why? Is he happy with it? I don't know. Company that keeps saying record profits keeps doing this. Pitiful. The need for the line to keep going ruins people's lives. Yeah, I mean, those are the perils of a publicly traded company as well. But I mean, this is a move that sheds millions in salary from WWE. millions from salary. WWE is such a dumb company, they create their own problems. I would say specifically with the men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. But we are going to provide you with that solution via Hims.com/Fightful. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that all work from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little to 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable oral spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment was sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Women's tag team division. That's what screams out the most here to me. Chikara Jackson being gone, I really liked what her and Lash Legend were doing. Lash Legend was put in a very unenviable position when she debuted in WWE by having some of her first matches broadcast on TV before she was probably ready. And a lot of people didn't give her a chance after that. And then the next thing, you know, I don't want to say the next thing, you know, but then a couple of years later, her and Chikara Jackson are doing really good stuff as a team and improving every week. They fired Isla Dawn. And listen, they did move Alba Fire over into the Secret Hervis, but look, they could have been Bea Priestley doing that. You could have had Alba and Isla. You could have had Bea Priestley and Piper Niven. You could have still had Shayna and Zoe because they got rid of her too. And you can say all you want, Caden and Katana. You can say, well, nobody cares about them. Why would people, based on how WWE books them, or I should say, doesn't book them? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you do not put these people on TV, if you don't give them backstage segments that are more than just them walking into their opponent for next week, how can we invest in them from an emotional standpoint? That's why you have Karrion Kross out there having to do his own promos. That's why you got Natty out there having to do NWA and Bloodsport, shooting her own angles, shooting her own promo. That's why you've got Shotzi doing her own promos. They've got to make you care about them on social media because WWE has not been willing to give them more time. And then when they do give a guy like Karrion Kross time, he gets himself over even more in 60 seconds than a lot of people can otherwise. Is there any real risk of TNA not picking up these people to stay on good terms with WWE? I don't think that signing any of these people will put heat on a company. Like, and if WWE does that, if WWE is telling people don't hire somebody, that is a lawsuit waiting to happen, buddy. Oh my God. It'd be hard for me to imagine they'd be willing to do something like that because of the antitrust lawsuit that they faced, which that's honestly what surprised me about the AAA acquisition was because of the antitrust settlement that they had with MLW when they kept MLW from the Tubi deal. I thought that that would just lead to partnerships and stuff like that. DNC Digital says, from your perspective, do you feel there actually weren't any creative possibilities for these individuals? It'd be hard to believe this was cost-cutting considering the gates they've done. it'll always be set cost cutting. They got a 3-hour SmackDown. They got a 2.5-hour Raw. They've got a main event show that they never reference. They've got LFG. They've got Evolve. They've got NXT. They have more opportunities and places to use this talent than ever before. There was nothing keeping them from sending any of these talent around, moving them, adjusting them. Dakota Kai, Gigi Dolan, those are surprises to me. Jakara Jackson surprises to me. Cora Jade also. I was surprised, but like she'll get a lot of bookings in the future. But, you know, like if you didn't see a future in her, she could have went to Evolve. She could have went around. She could have done something else. Creative possibilities for these individuals. Of course, there's creative possibilities for these individuals. Like, it's a scripted show. Now, you can say that some of them were not where they should have been in the ring or from a charisma standpoint, and that's absolutely true. There were definitely some of these that just weren't working, and there are naturally going to be times where a company is like, okay, got to bring in a new crop of talent. The releases, though, that always kind of sucks for me. I know a lot of people don't like the 30 or 90-day non-compete. Most talent are cool with it, though, because it gives them time to be at home, get their bearings, set up their next appearances, plan things out. Like, look what Duke Hudson's doing or what he did with his. Like, he's doing something different. I know NXT has people ready for TV, but it still sucks. Listen, there's a whole bunch of people in NXT that need to come up as well. Like, Stephanie's been on the main roster. I've been saying JC Jane should be called up for a very long time. Wendy Chu is one that I think that under her old gimmick, as opposed to the one right now, would have been really good as like a comedy relief character on the main roster as well. KW says, wherever all the released talent people end up, I just hope they're happy. Best of luck to them. That's how I feel too, man. Like it really bothers me when I see people like celebrating releases or fantasy booking them or say, don't pick up the phone. I'm like, man, come on. What part of the game is this, man? Like, and I can't do my job unless these people are doing their jobs, wherever those jobs may be. And listen, I've been in that position. I've been fired before. It sucks. Fid says releases after the Australian PLE announcements becoming habit. That's what somebody else said. Cora Jade was being praised by CM Punk 2 months ago. She was a Punk fan from way back too. She's definitely got some more development. And Vic says she feels like she's been on the verge for so long. Toss the women tag titles in the trash, be done with it. They do not care about them. See, that's... And also, yes, Cora is going to get workplaces for sure. And you'll probably see Cora back down the line. Cora is somebody, she's 24. She's 24. She'll almost certainly be back. So, man. I hate the just throw it away thing, and I'm not picking on you, Vic. No, just have these goofballs book it better. It's a scripted show. This isn't like UFC where it's like, oh, well, it's snake bitten. This champion keeps getting injured. No, it's a scripted show. Glad I'm catching this live to avoid the Christy Noem ad that appears on almost all wrestling-related YouTube videos. Sad for the reason this video is occurring. Hope all that's best for them. I don't know about the Christy video. I'm interested. Have you all seen any Fightful ads on YouTube? I've taken out some of them of late. Poppy Pants says, with how WWE booked the tag team division, they might as well get rid of it. No! Book it better! Stop saying that. Stop giving them less responsibility. Stop holding them to a high standard. No! Write your senators, damn it! Let them know that you want them to book it better, regardless of what they say in their interview. Well, we don't listen to them. Make them listen to you. If you want it done better, make them do it better. Imagine if all these talent were benched. A few of them were. Shayna and Hurt Syndicate would be sick. I could see. Listen, I think BCC is more hers. Thank you to the 110,000 of you watching live. I hate that it's for stuff like this, but if you like what you see here, please subscribe. We are live after Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Collision, Dynamite, TNA, usually every night of the week except for Sunday, and then as well. Please drop a comment below. Let us know where you want to see these people next. We still have a bunch of super chats, humper chats, which again, I am going to donate the proceeds, the monetization, and the super chats, humper chats of this to the Dementia Society of America, a cause very near and dear to my heart. I'll also have an update, a free update on FightfulSelect.com. That's our paywalled service, but we do have a free tier. The paywalled service is $5.99 a month, gets you exclusive news. So if you're like, gee, I wonder where all this news that all these Twitter accounts get, it's from Fightful Select. It's almost always from there. We're going to have a lot of contract news in the next week and a lot of follow-up news on this stuff as well. Mason says, do all these talent have guaranteed deals that WWE still have to pay? If so, could you explain what's the benefit in WWE cutting them instead of the benefit of keeping their letting their deals expire? Yes, I do have an answer. So some of these deals, here's how they'll work. In NXT, usually 30-day non-compete. Now, what that means is they can't wrestle anywhere. The talent are led to believe they can't do interviews elsewhere. They can. They're allowed to. It won't violate their contract. But they can't technically sign with another company until then. There's a lot of people that seem to think, oh, well, you can't talk to anybody until then. Yeah, you can. You can. Main roster, typically 90. There was a situation years ago where Aleister Black had a 30, but that's just because they forgot to switch him over. So WWE pays the downside guarantee part of their contract. When they sign a contract, they have a guaranteed amount of money. WWE pays that out for the next 1 month for most NXT talent, 3 months for most main roster talent. Now, here's what happened during the pandemic. They tried to re-sign Rusev and Matt Cardona, and they're like, I don't know if we want to re-sign yet. And because they didn't re-sign, WWE is like, oh, well, we're just going to cut you. Here's your 90 days. Both of their deals were up very shortly after that anyway, so it was basically just a formality that they did it anyway. There are going to be some of these talent that we find out probably were told that their contract was not being renewed. Last year, during the Backlash situation, I'll give you guys a little story. When Triple H tried to say something like, oh, well, Drew Gulak's contract was expiring, he wasn't released, so they got that wrong. They had engaged in creative conversations for Drew Gulak for after his contract would have expired. They were going to keep him. They found him very useful, very good in the ring. They liked him. Then when the Rousey stuff dropped, they're like, well, we're not going to renew your contract. So it was a very much semantics thing. That's what this is. Very few of these people, if any, were looking to get out of their deals. So it's, you know, from a technical standpoint, there's going to be some of these that weren't releases, I'm sure, and just simply contracts that aren't being renewed. Shea Penny, thank you very much for the donation. Was Cora and Gigi a case if they didn't see a main roster future for them? I know with Gigi, she battled her injuries and stuff like that. She'll almost certainly wind up back in TNA. She's married to Zach Wentz. And they liked her a lot. But I had not heard, like, I saw people claiming and saying, oh, well, Cora Jade's going to come up to the main roster. And I was like, I haven't heard that at all. I've never heard that as a conversation. Let's see. Anyway, do you know if Triple H has a say in releases? And do you know if these are Triple H or TKO decision? From what I was told, if he wants somebody to be there, they're going to be there. And regarding Liv Morgan and her absence, she should be back mid-May, by the way. She's not going to be gone that long regarding the tag team division. So when you say TKO, I'm sure Nick Khan has a say in it as well. I would imagine a collaborative effort. Clearly, creative and NXT knew about Jakara. Clearly. Here we were thinking we passed the post-Mania releases. Guess not. Well, I mean, WrestleMania was later this year. So it felt weird when Metaphor broke up. This is why it was so weird to me. It was very weird to me. And I'll have some more on what I heard about their plans on the free tier of Fightful Select, because it's even more puzzling. They're going to announce Evolution 2 on Monday for good PR, huh? That's usually what follows. I mean, they usually do these on Friday. Listen, if you've ever seen the movie Office Space, you know why. It's a lot of a, it's way more safer psychologically to do releases, firings on a Friday, because you're ahead of the weekend. You can be around people that you love. But usually the good PR follows. They've been doing it during, I'm not sure why they do it right ahead of SmackDown now. I think it has the reverse effect. Like, it used to be, there's a phrase in the news business. Today it's in the news, tomorrow they're wrapping dead fish with it. That refers to you wrap dead fish at a fish market in newspaper and send it home. Means that what's in the news today is being used for something else tomorrow. That's not the case with releases that happen at 6, 7 p.m. right before SmackDown. Everybody's logged on. Everybody's logged on talking about this right now. Apologies. I'm not sure I get this. It can be with AAA deals so that they release people. I'm not sure what you mean by this. I'm sorry. Not trying to ignore this. I just don't know what you mean there. Shayna as Sheeta's contract heavy in the Joshi group. I love that idea. I think that's a brilliant idea. Releasing non-US talent in the current political climate is evil. So many people won't be able to get visas and be trapped. I know a number of people that, I mean, I'll be frank with you guys. I've had to write, I think, 5 visa recommendation letters over the last, I want to say, year or so as people prepare for this. And it ain't going well for a few of them. And I hate that. But there's a lot of people worried, man. It sucks. Tekla versus Shayna in AEW. Yes, please. Somebody that can bring Tekla into some work rate. Because, listen, she'll be great in AEW from a personality standpoint. We need to see the work brought out. Incoming 2026 Rumble, where it's all legends and every other company's females because WWE fired everyone again. They'll have plenty of people. They needed tag teams. They had Dakota and Tegan right there. Reunite Team Kick. Buddy, they had Toxic Attraction reunion, Team Kick reunion. They had Alba and Isla gone. They could have done Secret Harvest with Piper and Bia. They got rid of Shayna, so no Shayna and Zoe. Caden and Katana. That is 6 teams right there. They got rid of Jakara Jakara and Lash. 7 teams they have ignored or done away with. There were people trying to say that Dakota wasn't benched this week. Oh, they're waiting on damage control. No, they weren't. Stupid question. Could these release? No, it has nothing to do with Mariah May. I appreciate the super chat, but let's not point the finger at somebody else or anything like that. No, I've not heard of Elia being released. They don't usually release injured talent. Mr. Burt Wayne says, I'm surprised that folks are surprised. Sup, Sean? Hello, my friend. Shayna shows up in the BCC. OMG. I think that AEW, and this is what every company should do, man. If you see a gaping hole, a gap in the booking, presentation, the function of another company, do what they do better. Look how WWE strategically is using former AEW talent. Cody Rhodes is more over than he's ever been. Booked like one of the biggest stars in wrestling history because he is. Lexus King is doing way better in WWE than he ever was going to in AEW. Ricky Starks brought in, given a title, put in a good situation. Ethan Page, title win, big matches, better than he's been booked in AEW. Jade Cargill, listen, TBD, but a part of a great storyline leading into Mania. And that's what they're showing AEW talent. Hey, if you come over here, we got something for you. Now, if I were AEW, listen, I respect the fact that they've got so many women's singles titles. And they believe in that, but I would have women's tag team titles. Specifically, if I were AEW, I would do world women's tag team titles, and they can float from AEW to ROH. If you want them defended on a New Japan show, you can do that as well. And I would say, this is the place to come if you want to be a women's tag team wrestler. And we'll book that appropriately. That's what I'd do if I were them. Damon Philpott says, here's to charity. This time of year in WWE is the worst. Thank you. Thank you very much. Does WWE's trend of releases hurt its ID program? No. Listen, the people that are going to take those types of deals are indie wrestlers, and it's not going to be a thing where talent are like, well, no, I'm not going to take this extra $500 a week and not have to work a day job because WWE talent are getting released. Absolutely not. Like, a lot of these indie talent, getting an extra $500 a week is the difference in them not having to work a job. That way, instead of going to work 5 days a week, they can go to the gym an extra 5 days a week. Bell's Boy says, pleased to see both. I appreciate the super chat. Don't fantasy book this on our show. I don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. And if they released Natalya, Natalya would tear them a new ass. And Bayley would be one of the dumbest releases in the history of wrestling. You see Carl Fredericks going to Japan and reuniting with Clark Connors and joining the War Dogs. No, I don't see that at all. I don't know what else I can say about that. I do not see that one happening. I mean, maybe. You know, I'd have to see how the New Japan relationship with him is, if they're willing to do that. Palmer King, thank you very much. Again, you can get your super chats and humper chats in. I will donate all the money from these to the Dementia Society of America. I am going to hop on the post-SmackDown show tonight with Phil and Phil and Alexis and talk about these as well. Ibumania says, the WWE releases, as hard as they are for other talent that are making their way, for the new ones like Jeff Cobb, Mariah May, and possibly Paige. No, I mean, at least one of those I don't see coming in. Jeff Cobb is. We had reported on Fightful Select. And Parker, yes, you can get your super chat read here. But I don't know about Paige going in. Jeff Cobb is. Mariah May, I expect to. Ronda, Shayna, Marina should go after the AEW Trios titles. Also, WWE can eat a dick. I don't expect that to happen either. I would be surprised if Ronda ever does like a semi-regular schedule. John says, just love the cause of your super chats. Wanted to contribute. Thank you very much. This week was the 1 year anniversary of my grandmother's passing due to dementia. And that's going to be a cause that anytime I wrestle or do a charity stream or anything like that, going to try to donate to a dementia related cause for a while. Probably not going to happen, but if social media backlashes a lot, would WWE balk back on releases? Not all of them. There's going to be some of these people will end up coming back for sure. Cora Jade's 24. Mr. Burt Wayne says it was better for both Cardona and Rusev. Cardona needed to grow, and Rusev Day has come to an end at that point. The reinvention looks fun. I think it was better for Cardona. I think for Rusev, they just should have booked him better. That's what I think. What are your personal feelings on the releases? I was very surprised by Jakara Jackson, by Gigi Dolan. A little bit surprised by Braun. They'd used him quite a bit, but Dakota was shocking. Shayna, they re-signed last year, so that was surprising as well. Oh, man. Some of them not as surprising, but like, yeah, Dakota is puzzling. Know if any more main roster releases are coming. I haven't heard of any. To save yourself the trouble, I don't know the answer of, are there going to be more? I don't know that answer. Quite frankly, I never know the answer to that. If you all want to save yourself some super chat, some time, some questions on Twitter, the answer to are there more coming is always, I don't know. Are New Japan still pissed with Carl over the 2022 G1 tweets? You know, there's some new management there, so that's something I'm going to look into. Rosie asks, if Natty got released, do you think TJ would leave also? Yeah, I would say 95% he would leave also. And AEW would immediately hire both of them. You want to talk about giving credibility to your Owen Hart tournament and then adding a phenomenal women's producer. If I were them, I'd be bringing in Gail Kim and Tyson Kidd if that were the situation. Bad Robot says, WWE is hard to like lately. The media up to mania, a lackluster mania that roast these releases, bald frauds. off topic, you mentioned the Workaholics writer's room for The Hump. Were you a writer? No, I wasn't a writer. I've got some stuff that I might write one day, but that's kind of a question for another thing. But you sent a super chat. I'll go into detail on that on another show that isn't a topic like this. But I keep general ideas. Like, I don't write promos, scripts, anything like that. If I've got a good idea for somebody, I just send it to them or send it to somebody on one of those creative teams, and it's theirs to use. I will never be in one of those types of rooms. I love what I do now. But for those that don't know what he's talking about, there was a whiteboard in the writer's room of Workaholics, the comedy show. And it was a list of jokes that you never pitch, you never even think about saying because they're corny. And that's, I think, WWE and AEW and a bunch of other places need that for creative ideas as well. Eddie speaking out against Trump on Twitter and released a couple days later. Coincidence? I think not. I don't think so. I don't think so. Sorry, I don't think so. The Women's World Tag Championship idea is fire. I'd like to think so. I have good ideas on occasion. Isaac says, what's up, Sean? Not really surprised by these releases. Knew they were coming. But to me, Jakara and Cora shocked me the most. Shocked me how, or boggles my mind, how Cora never held any singles gold in NXT. Well, TNA seemed to like her. I don't know if she would be brought in. I'll say this. No bridge is truly burned in AEW. But, like, I know there have been people in the past that, like, no-showed their AEW work to go to WWE. I don't know if she was one of them, though. But she's going to be a person that you see pop up again. Jakara's among the top, like, the most surprising ones to me. I thought there was such upside. She gets it, man. Wrestling Wriggle, thank you so much for this generous super chat. Sad to see releases. This is a talented group looking forward to the future for these wrestlers. My father, who is 87, was diagnosed with dementia last year. Tough ride, but we're there for him. Thanks for what you do. Well, thank you for this very generous super chat that will go to a good cause. Listen, what I would say to you, there are going to be some days where it feels like everything's better and you're going to have like some relatively normal conversations with him. Embrace those conversations and stretch them out as long as you can. I got to have one of those with my grandmother before she passed last year, and it brought me a lot more peace to that situation. And I agree with you. A lot of these talent are not going to be hurting for work. They're going to be pretty good on that. SRS counter programming, WWE. I mean, listen, they don't care about me. Why should I care about that? Masha versus Io at Evolution. I don't hate that idea. I don't really hate that idea at all. Get some TNA talent in there. Do we know if any more is to come? I do not. I'm sorry. noticing a lot of backlash, mostly on WWE socials. Yep. So that is also a situation you get into when you fire these people right before SmackDown. When you tweet about SmackDown, you're going to get an awful lot of people burying your stuff. Mr. Burt Wayne says, who are you telling, Sean? I manage the Renegades. I've been petitioning for tag titles forever. They're the only OG legitimate female tag team they have. So you know what's funny? This will tie this in, and Mr. Burt Wayne could verify this, as he does manage the Renegades. There's been a lot of talk lately about Mercedes Moné and creative control. There's also a lot of people that don't know what creative control is. Creative control is something in your contract where what you say goes. Hulk Hogan changed the finish of Starrcade 97. Bret Hart was not going to drop the title at Survivor Series 97. The two most famous instances back-to-back. Hogan making Michaels turn heel. That is contractually what has to happen. Creative input is something that almost every talent has. Now, I know that Mercedes once said in a TMZ interview, oh, yeah, I've got creative control. She's got creative input. I know this because I talked to people that worked out her New Japan deal and AEW deal. But if she had creative control by way of her contract, she would have been with the Renegades a long time ago, because they've all been pushing for that for a very long time. Very, very long time. As your statement on the women's tag titles, that would require Tony to do better by the women's division in the first place. Bro, what are we doing here? What? Are you watching the show? Come on now. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? They just wrapped up one of the best women's storylines of all time a couple months ago. They got the women's Owen going on right now. The women are main eventing with regularity. He brought in Megan Bain, gave her a big push. Come on now. Come on. Can't act like this is 2022 anymore. There's been vast improvement there. Vast improvement. Hate these days. Many great stars excited for their futures, but it doesn't make it easier. I agree. At this point, just retire the... No! Stop it! Don't retire the women's tag team titles. I forgot they had the speed titles too. Damn. But listen, speed exists on a planet of its own, and they're getting paid for that. But no, stop. Stop giving them the out of just throw it in the trash can. Stop it. Hold these bookers that cook NGL. Instead of saying, let them cook, how about let them book the damn women in a tag team feud? How about develop some contenders? How about that? Cinema. What, there ain't been a damn bit of cinema in the women's tag team division. How about spreading some cinema over there? At least a theatrical trailer. Something. What are we doing? BL says, for the cause, my mom passed away recently to Parkinson's related dementia. Man, I'm so sorry about your loss. I am so sorry, my friend. Could we see Io Mayu at Evolution 2? Yeah, I think probably could. I think that should be what Evolution is, like the forbidden door of women's wrestling, bringing people from Marigold, specifically Mayu Iwatani, who might be the best wrestler in the world. NXT, WWE, Indies. So you could put Kylie Rae on there as well, and TNA. I would absolutely do that. Again, sorry about this allergy-induced asthma. Caden and Katana's finish, the keg stand, was always cool to see. It was a really good finish. I thought the gimmick was bad. I'm like, you're making women in their 30s do the rave girl gimmick. And I'm like, they're so personable too. And you see them do media, like they're very, very likable. So like, if you're going to have them do the rave girl gimmick, give us something else. Like, I kind of like the Piper and Chelsea stuff they did together with them, because that showed their personality. What do you make of Heyman's comments on the McAfee show where he said he told Braun he wasn't on Mania because he sucks? Listen, Braun is nowhere near his prime, and we've known that. We've known that Braun is not near his physical prime. Man is in his 40s now. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman is one of my favorite feuds in a very dark era of WWE. Very dark era. But They sort of missed the big window on him. They really did. They got cold feet because they signed him to a big deal, I think, around the pandemic, which by now, today's standards, wouldn't be that bad. But I mean, he's a little bit past his prime. Chuck says, donating what I can for a good cause. Appreciate your work, even when it's terrible news. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you all like the stream that we've done here, despite the circumstances, again, please subscribe. We are also on TikTok. I just signed a deal with TikTok. We're doing more on Instagram at Fightful Online and Facebook at Fightful Online. And listen, you're wondering where a lot of the news on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all these places come from. Quite frankly, the majority of it is from Fightful and FightfulSelect.com. I know a whole bunch of you say, why on earth would I ever pay for wrestling news? I get it. If you're not in the position to pay for wrestling news, I understand it. All I'll ask is steal money from somebody. Just rob somebody. That's all I'm going to say, is just steal money from somebody. That's all I'm saying. $5.99 a month. Exclusive news, podcasts. I've got a Discord, a constant Q&A going on in my Discord. I got a Q&A every week. So if you all like this format, every single week I did that. But yeah, FightfulSelect.com. That helps support the content that we create and supplement dozens of other websites. Past Tense says, was most shocked by Gigi. Her, Tatum, and Shotzi have been killing it lately. Yeah. Yeah, man. There were so many people with high upside. I thought Riley Osborne had high upside. But, like, I only look at, like, I don't really see a ton of people here that are going to struggle to get work. No throwing titles in the trash. This ain't 95. WCW Medusa, do better. I completely agree, Corey. Don't ever do the throw a title in the trash can thing, because you're disrespecting everybody that gave a shit about it, every fan that cared about a match, every fan that bought a ticket to see that title get defended or put any type of emotional investment in it. And what you're saying is, we're willing to do that. If Monet had creative control, she'd be world champ now. Listen, I don't know Mercedes personally, but I think there's a whole lot of people that have wild misconceptions about this woman. And first off, she's one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. What is going on with her? I see a bunch of Mercedes Hogan stuff. She is getting what is called a push because she's good and they're paying a lot of money for her. That's it. Tack says, how would they have no plans for Dakota when Damage Control has the women's world champion, one of the most over women on their roster? The possibilities are endless. They could have had Dakota rack up win, win, win. And then Io's got her challenger ready. Her stablemate. People clearly cared about Dakota. And Dakota could say, I came up short for the IC title, but you know how much winning a championship means to me. And you start a feud, you could have a match on Raw. There's a lot of like apathy as far as the creative. Well, I don't know. Come on, man. If Triple H is really dedicating the time that he claims he is, well, like 4, 6 to 8 hours, that's embarrassing then. Where is the booking for the mid-card titles and the women's tag titles? Been thinking about my late grandmother a lot lately, so I appreciate using this dark time for some good. You don't deserve all this shit you get. Listen, anybody that has an obsessive reaction towards me on Twitter, I always say the same thing. Go to their Twitter, go to their search bar, type in SRS or SAP or Fightful, and a laundry list of psychotic behavior will ensue. Just report wrestling news, guys. It ain't that serious. Does TNA feel like a place to land, or do talent feel like WWE has its fingerprints all over it? Well, WWE does, first off. They absolutely do. It's not about the sell. They for sure do. Need a fresh non-WWE run across the globe. We need a TNA-sized company to come through. And like, listen, I love what MLW is doing right now. I got an interview with Hammerstone dropping next week. But I love what MLW is doing, but they don't do weekly TV anymore. MLW has become like a super indie. And I think that's really good. They're selling out houses. But you do need something to slide into the TNA level weekly TV and big events type of thing. GCW is running like 70 events a year. So can some of them catch on there? Maybe. But New Japan's not paying a ton. You need another company. You need a third company, I think. It's very, very important. ROH was very important to have. TNA for a while, very important to have. Robbed an old man for this super chat. Thanks, Sean. Hey, listen. I respect that. I respect that. I really do. Maybe that man should have squared up if he wanted to keep his $5.99. D'Lo Diggs says, remember everyone, love and support these people's work. While at it, stop booking double champs in the women's division. Hate that Gallus didn't get a chance. They really didn't get much of a chance, but they'll reestablish themselves overseas for sure. Yeah. Stop booking double champions. Stop booking champions to compete for these other titles. Stop doing it. Build somebody else up. Look at what Ivy Nile was able to do when she got one match that went 9.5 minutes this past week. She killed it. She killed it. Corey says, feel like Gigi and Tatum were getting over. That release in Cora's was baffling. Cora is one that I think that she is on the verge of finding something that unlocks an awful lot of things. In ring personality, I think she'll find a thing as far as in-ring personality that also unlocks her in-ring and allows that to happen. I'll give you a good example. Swerve, you always knew something special was there, and he always had it in the ring. But then when he got Hit Row, and then when he really got to do his own, it just unlocked so many different things. It's like a tree branch, and that branch grew, and then all of a sudden the in-ring just was like a Rubik's Cube that got put together, and now you see one of the best performers in the world. Jim says, I take care of my mom who has dementia. She loves watching wrestling with me, loves Cody, loves how tough the women are. My grandmother didn't like wrestling, but I was taking care of her well before she got dementia, like my teen years and a little bit around there, and she would watch with me, and she loved John Cena. Loved John Cena. Like, and I think she loved John Cena because I didn't like John Cena at that point, because who did at that stage besides kids? But that's some joy I get out of this John Cena run and all that. And in one of my matches, I got to put her front row as like an Aberdeen River Park, but got to do a little jump off the top rope right in front of her. And that was a great memory of mine. Listen, I would not be here if not for my grandmother. She really helped me, like when I was in college and training MMA and wrestling, like allowed me to live with her. It was very important to my life. Mr. Burt Wayne says, any purchases at Fightful Shop during this stream can be donated to Sean's dementia charity of choice. Thanks. Yeah, I've got a Fightful Shop, shop.fightful.com. I swear I'm going to update some stuff there, but we got some cool designs. If you had to guess, assume Strowman keeps wrestling. Do you think TNA or AEW would be a good fit? Maybe AEW for a one-off. They had talks in the past. I don't think they went great. TNA, I mean, listen, Braun Strowman is not going to wrestle for a low amount. If AEW, if TNA is going to pay a large amount, they're going to want somebody that can draw lines like the Hardys. And I mean like meet and greet lines and stuff like that. I could see him getting some one-off stuff for like some big Japan matches. Again, I know this sounds off the wall, but Qatar Pro Wrestling, I bet you within a year, Braun Strowman is working a match over in Qatar. Bet me. Alfie says, kind of struggled to get an AEW, but WWE make it so hard to support them that I may have to switch over. I would encourage anybody to check out TNA, AEW, WWE. If you're just an AEW fan, every like few months, just give the other show a shot, because you never know what you might like and what you might not like. Rodney says, if feel like Braun will land in a good spot. Unlimited big bad movie opportunities, plus the guy can do some comedy. Wouldn't doubt he gets a Legends deal. Look at the way he made Jacob Fatu for WWE fans. He did. He really helped get Jacob Fatu over with fans, which Jacob Fatu was doing a wonderful job of that himself. But yeah, I think that he is about to get an awful lot of movie opportunities as well, for sure. For the cause, 100% want to see Evie, Baszler, and KC to come back to AEW. I think this is the best possible time, or in about 90 days, for AEW to launch a Women's World Tag Team Title Tournament. KW says, seeing SRS light up talking about his grandmother made me think of mine. I lost to dementia about a decade ago. Listen, man, there is nobody more important to my life than my grandmother. And it's been a very tough year for many reasons. But like that, man, that one, it took a lot out of me. And I've been very proud of what we've been able to raise as a result of some good situations and bad situations. Says, I lost my grandmother in November 2023 due to dementia. Happy to donate to the cause. So sad to hear about the women's tag team division exploding into nothing. Didn't explode. They demolished it. They personally demolished it. They ruined it, man. They showed absolutely no cause, care, or regard for that division. It's so sad, man. It's fucking miserable. Pardon my language. I try not to drop the F-bomb on this, but woof, man. Cora Jade has already changed her name back to Elena Black. Yeah. Brandon Thurston posted an interesting thing. It says, on the cuts, as hot as WWE and UFC are, TKO was narrowly profitable net income last year because of Endeavor's UFC purchase debt and antitrust settlement taking the margin down. Regardless of that, shareholder value is the society's highest priority, so efficiency will always come first. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, the one thing that people have aggregated from this is me saying that I asked people in WWE why they didn't recognize Black History Month and stated they yet to get an answer. Listen, I don't know that that needed to be aggregated. Like, that's acting like I asked the logo. Like, I went up to the headquarters and knocked on the window. Hey, Nick, Paul. Man. To quote the man, these guys have been suck. Once again, news comes after them talking about record profits. Jared says, I don't like that they release talent that have dealt with injuries. Really gives the that they only want able bodies despite wrestling being dangerous. I was shocked when Carl Anderson got cut while he was hurt. and by the way, the NXT talent, NXT talent have 30 days. And again, let me just clarify something because this is making the rounds. Talent do not find out they're released from Fightful. Please, let me just. We do not report releases before the talent find out. Dijak never said during our interview that talent find out they're released from Fightful. What he said was once they stopped giving them the updates in the talent relations app, people who weren't released would go to Fightful to find out who was released. Cora has aura. Seems like they hyped every return she had after injury, then booked her to lose all of her matches. Seemed one step forward, two steps back. She got a lot of 50-50 booking. And it's hard to get over that way. It's almost impossible. Very difficult. Chrissy Roman says, thank you for your diligence and your work and your compassion and your approach on this difficult subject. Today's a tough day for fans, and I appreciate you giving your thoughts in between coverage. Yeah, I mean, it's the worst. I know a lot of these people, and I know a lot of these people are good people. My wrestling coaches trained with Shayna Baszler. My wrestling coaches and Shayna Baszler shared the same lineage. Like, I am not a catch wrestling aficionado, but listen, man, my coaches are, and they hold that very near and dear to their heart, as well as the type of knowledge that Shayna Baszler carries that could or would otherwise be lost to time. So, like, I've got an emotional connection to a lot of these people. I've had some great interviews with Dakota Kai. Like, we used a clip from Braun Strowman in our Fightful commercial where he's like, I'm not going to stooge to you guys like some of these dirt sheet marks do. And then we laughed about it. Like, I loved talking with him. It's such a bummer. I interviewed Cora Jade. It's just Gigi Dolin is by proxy a Bengals fan, damn it. These are people who are not just losing their jobs. A lot of them are losing their lifelong dreams. And like, really think about that, guys. I know to a lot of people, they are just television characters. But these are real people, man. Now, does that mean that everything that I report about them, whether it be today, in the past, or in the coming days, is going to be something that they like? No, but listen, that's my job. But they are people who are losing their jobs and are losing, in many cases, their lifelong dreams. And I just encourage people to be sensitive of that. Dave says, days like today are always awful. I root for all the performers who were let go today. Really hope they want to continue. They look into Drew's track through rebuilding. Love Dijak's message too. I didn't see Dijak's message, but listen, there are a lot of people that look who just main evented WrestleMania the last 3 years. Cody Rhodes left WWE. He wasn't released, but they weren't doing anything worth a damn with him. And he went out and he made himself undeniable. The old saying, Drew McIntyre, look at what he did. Look at what he did. Damian Priest. Look at his career trajectory and how long it took him to get to WWE. AJ Styles passed up on a WWE developmental deal, found his way back. There are stories for every situation, and you can create their own. My mom has dementia also, so I stole a credit card. I should not have laughed at that. Thank you for that. Oh, God. Any confirmation about B-Fab? Is she rumored? I haven't heard that. No, I haven't heard that yet. Nothing that I've heard. I'm looking. I mean, it's because she posted a heartbreak thing. Listen, that's what a lot of people always assume when people post the heartbreak thing. Manuel Gutierrez says, had a grandfather with dementia, so you donating the super chest to dementia charity makes me feel great. Man, it's a heartbreaking thing to go through, man. It really is. It really is. Jim says, speaking of tag teams, what a great chance to remind you, Sean, that Fightful is the best tag team in the business. Kalex, the sourest scraps of all. Listen, I have been accused of having too low of a bar for my wrestling enjoyment. Like, you all do not understand. Despite the goofballs I deal with on Twitter and social media, I wake up every day and I get to talk about wrestling. I get to learn about wrestling and I get to share it with you guys. So every day to me rules. I'm like, hell yeah. Alex and Kate are far more cynical than I am. So if you like that type of review, FightfulSelect.com is for you. Shea Penny says, it's awful watching a company that boasts record profits release talent that did everything they asked for. Or talent that can flourish if they cared. Hope the talent can show that WWE is an outdated method of treating loyal talent. I mean, a lot of it's going to come down to negotiating power. They're not going to get a union or a players association or anything like that. Not anytime soon. So I haven't heard of anybody working in no cut clauses. It's not like they haven't tried. It's been broached. I can't remember. I don't want to say who I heard shot down that idea years ago. I think it might have been Vince that was against it. Maybe Vince or somebody else, but somebody else is still there. I'll check into that. But that's really all you can do to protect yourself. Dave Koss says, for some of the younger talent that want to continue, I hope they work every booking, every signing, every social op. Point to Rollins' comments regarding lack of live events hurting the youth. Well, the indies, listen, they're going to get a big influx as well. Maple Leaf is a great Canadian indie that a lot of people are going to work. The UK scene is finally coming back around. I like that, again, that MLW has stepped up its profile. The disconnect between MLW on Twitter and MLW at the shows is like so vast. Like, they do really good crowds. They put on some fun shows. They have become basically like a super show, super indie. And it's been really good. So I think that rounds it out. The lack of PWG, you know, that sucks. Mission Pro not being around, that sucks. Warrior Wrestling going the way of the dodo, that sucks. That's three pretty big ones. But now you've got Revolver emerging. You've got House of Glory doing killer stuff. Hard to predict who comes back a bigger name. Cora's the easy bet because she's so young. Any update on the Wyatt Six? Terrible booking. So here's what happened with the Wyatt Six. Bo Dallas got injured or sidelined. He was out of action. He got cleared a couple months ago, but I was told at the time that they weren't expected back before WrestleMania because the creative had been settled since then. Now, why they haven't been on TV since then, I don't know, but I was told that the Alexa absence was tied to that. And that they were going to work them in together. Let me see. Just this message I got. Oh, boy. Interesting. Oh, boy. This is completely unrelated to WWE. It's related to something else. Either way. Man, I was so sad to hear that Dakota got let go. Feel she should have had an IC title, but I hope everyone gets work. I think everybody in this like batch of releases is going to be able to find some work. Maybe not a contract, but plenty of work. For people like Dakota, released multiple times, do you speak your mind on misuse or not burn bridges? It takes a lot to really burn a bridge in pro wrestling. Like, you would be surprised at some of the people that I've heard that AEW is like, no, bridge isn't burnt. Bridge isn't burned. And to me, if you're CM Punk, you proved that no bridge is burned in WWE. But now, granted, that a lot of that has to do with star power, right? Not everybody is CM Punk. Not everybody is going to be in a situation where they can just say whatever they want 10 years before and get brought back. But he's a megastar. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Somebody says, come on, SRS, tell us. It was me learning about some new higher-ups in TNA. That's what it was. It's a person that I work with. Here you go. Eric Tompkins, director of TV production for the company and longtime head of media relations, Ross Foreman, were announced to the locker room as being promoted to vice president. So Ross Foreman, a guy that I work with an awful lot doing interviews with, promoted to a very big position. He's been in media relations for like 25 years for companies. So you know, that's a long time. Dave Koss says, heavily fantasy booking Dakota in AEW, has a massive fan base who adores her, can work like hell, true jack of all trades, rooting for her. Joel knows. Dave Koss, Dakota's fan base, like, it's nowhere near, like, you know, a Mercedes or somebody like that, but, like, she's got a very loyal fan base, and that's one of the connections you draw from streaming and stuff, and it's one of the reasons why I was like, man, they need to really lean into the streaming thing, for sure, because that helps these people connect with an audience, and pro wrestlers can connect with an audience like no other. Thoughts on the Shamar Stewart pick set up at the Dakota Kai release? So I hate to do a fight for or a Bengals plug on this, but you're asking. I have a YouTube. If you're for any reason into Cincinnati Bengals, I have a channel called Common Bengals W. It's a hobby that I love. I like, it's pro wrestling and NFL football right there. But I am just a complete fan. But I did a show with an indie wrestler, Lord Crew. And we covered this. I hope he can start right out of the gate and be more productive. You can hear my full thoughts over at Common Bengals W, but optimistic, but I would have went Jihad Campbell. Would have went with Jihad Campbell. Pardon the dead air. I cannot pronounce this. Soliviquant says, I knew the women's tag team division was going to be considered nothing when they split the Iconics in 2020. KC2 were great for the division. It's mind-boggling to me that they let them go. Like, they could have a really good, entertaining women's tag team division. And they just pissed it away. They pissed it away. You know, you want to talk about somebody who's underutilized and does better? Cage says, what's the chances we see Mike Santana do a crossover with NXT with how popular he's getting in TNA? I would say really well. Really good chances. That guy is killing it. You know what I like? When people like Mike Santana have that belief in themselves and then they prove to the world that they are every bit as good as they claim they are. And a lot of times people will be like, why'd you leave this place? You're never going to... Man, I used to get that when I left Wrestling Inc. You left the biggest wrestling news website. What are you thinking? I'm thinking I want to make a better living for myself and make my own path. Mike Santana left AEW. He wanted to make his own path. He wanted to do his own thing. Him and Mustafa Ali are... They've been killing it. Killing it. Your quote, if Triple H wanted to keep talent, they'd still be with WWE, is making the rounds on X. I mean, why wouldn't it? Okay. Cool. If he was booking them in a prominent position, you think they're just going to cut him? No. He uses who he wants to use. He does the creative. He is their chief content officer. Do you think that WWE is going to just... No, Paul, you've got to get rid of this guy or girl that you want to book. Okay. Where do you get your info from? What powers do you? Everywhere. I get it from everywhere. That's all I'll say. I can't reveal sources. Sorry. Will the women's tag team, I hope they're not retired. I just want to see them booked better. That's all. Book them better. Days like today are why it's so important that AEW exists. Not just AEW. It's important that competition exists. It is important that alternatives exist. You got to have alternatives in wrestling. If AEW was atop the mountain, you would need a WWE. You would need a competitor. Man, I covered pro wrestling when it was slim pickings, man, and it sucked. There was no motivation to get better. WWE show no effort, just retire the women's tag. No, stop it. Don't think like this. Be better. Hold the bookers accountable. Hold them accountable. Toby says, really love your cause for dementia. Seeing my grandpa not recognize me broke my heart. One topic, I've loved Dakota since the Mae Young. Heartbreaking for me. Pray for her success in the future. Dakota has an awful lot of really great connections. I feel comfortable saying this. One of the top agents in wrestling immediately hit me up to try to get in contact with her. And I know that doesn't mean a lot to you all individually, but it speaks volumes to me considering the people that they represent. And that is one of the top agents being like, well, yeah, she's going to get signed very quickly somewhere. So listen, it sucks what is happening with all these people. I would not be concerned for Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai is the one I am least concerned with about work. And Shayna, because Shayna is about to have one of the most insane, if that's what she wants, a ton of them. Do you know of any other releases coming? I know you were working on confirming more NXT names. There was one other NXT name that somebody mentioned to me, but I have not confirmed it as of yet. So working on it. Listen, it can be very, very weird how a lot of this stuff unfolds. Like, WWE used to announce them themselves. Then during the pandemic, I would find out and they would confirm immediately if I asked and I was right. Then it got to a point to where they wouldn't confirm. They would just be like, that would not be incorrect. And I was like, okay. Now, it's very little like confirmation from the company. For the record, I have a low bar myself. I like stuff. That's why I need Kate and Alex to keep me honest. As long as it's not borderline offensive, I'm probably going to enjoy it. Like, because I wake up wanting to enjoy pro wrestling. If it makes sense, probably going to like it. What's up with Mercedes charging $100 to text fans? I don't know, man. That one ain't a me thing. I draw the line at Twitter subscriptions, Fightful Select, Super Chats. I ain't going to charge somebody to text me. Nobody needs to be texting me to begin with. Greg says, what can wrestlers expect to make per year booking compared to their WWE pay? Is it better or worse than the indies pre-pandemic? That is a phenomenal question. So here's some things to consider. Are they getting representation? Are they getting a booking agent? What percentage are those booking agents taking out? Are those booking agents tied to an indie company? Are they doing signings? Are they going to do mass signings? Are they going to do merch-related stuff? Some of that's going to be in their hands. Their rate will vary. Like, for example, and I'm not trying to pick on Riley Osborne. Riley Osborne's rate is not going to be as much as Braun Strowman, former WWE Universal Champion. In the middle of that, you're probably going to have somebody like Cora Jade, who understands the indie grind, is going to get out there, going to do it, but she's been on TV. There are going to be people that come to the show to see her. She'll be able to do her meet and greet, and she's going to know that she can sell pictures at the merch stand and do okay. With Eddie Thorpe, you might look at him and say, oh, well, he might be trying to get a guarantee from New Japan and then supplement it with additional indie dates. As far as the per date amount, I never ask people that because that's, I never ask them salary. There are going to be, like, Matt Cardona makes very good money. Then also, listen, a real reality for the women is, are they going to do their content pages and stuff? Because how many of them have we heard say make more money outside of WWE? Chelsea was making more. Jordan was making more as a result of those. That is a completely different revenue stream for these women. For the men, what other ventures will they get into? Are they going to open up a wrestling school? Are they going to work coaching somewhere? Are they going to pick up, like, Braun Strowman ain't going to be a road agent anywhere, I don't think. But they are going to make more than the indies pre-pandemic, I would say, just because of inflation. But the indies are not as robust as before the pandemic, because, man, like that 2017 to 2019 era, right before AEW took up a lot of the indies, there were a lot of people making a good living. Surprised Gallus are gone. Rock trained with them. Yeah, but I mean, he trained with Curtis Axel too. Like, that doesn't keep... Listen, The Rock just getting in some reps with him doesn't necessarily mean that. Dave Koss says, feel for Gigi for obvious reasons, but man, the original Toxic Attraction was absolutely a main roster act that derailed after the Mandy Rose exit. Could have been a huge opportunity for her and JC. I remember seeing JC and Gigi on SmackDown, and JC just got it. And Gigi was great too, but I was like, they should be on the main roster then. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. I don't know if Mandy wants to do any indie stuff, but like if she did and didn't want to bump as much, her doing something with Gigi would make an awful lot of sense. What did I miss? Who's gone? Who can you see going to AEW on a Dodgers rain delay? That's why I'm late. I think it probably is a good idea for me to recap the list. Braun Strowman, Shayna Baszler, Katana Chance, Caden Carter, Dakota Kai, and then as far as NXT talent, Cora Jade, Riley Osborne, Gallus, Jakara Jackson, Eddie Thorpe. Am I missing anybody? Who do I see going to AEW? Dakota, for sure. They just announced Priest, McIntyre, Knight, and Jacob Fatu for Backlash. Should be a banger. So this is the perils of me being on a stream right now. Let me see when I got this text. 50 minutes ago. U.S. title match at Backlash, going to be a four-way, if they didn't announce it yet. Whoops. Which release surprised you most? Jade for me. Oh, Cora Jade. Dakota or Jakara, honestly. I'm going to say Dakota because the split of that team, the Jakara last team, was very peculiar, very unusual. So I would say Dakota more, but I just saw such a high upside for Jakara. $10 donation to remind everyone that Kevin is right and John Cena is the last real champion and should actually retire with the belt. No, he shouldn't, because that undermines any champion that you have in the future. Ever, which is the crux of the story. This is for charity, too sad to be funny today. Well, thank you. Barry Bloom and Dakota. No, that wasn't what that was. Why, when does WWE choose to announce releases? They don't anymore. They don't. That's what I had just kind of mentioned earlier. It's a much different approach. Mr. Burt Wayne says, it's no different than Vince charging you 10 cents per minute to listen to a wrestler's voice during In Your House in the 90s. Buddy, I did it too. My birthday gift, I would say, don't give me the $20. I want to call the WWF hotline because I was a fucking mark. So dumb. I did try to register 1-900-909-9900.com, which is the WCW hotline, but somebody already has it for like a wrestling meme generator. Guys, I'm about to wrap up. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Again, please show some love to these people. Send them something uplifting. We would greatly appreciate if you did that. Again, we can't do our job without these people that have done their jobs. But leave a thumbs up on this video. I got a couple more super chats here. Again, all of these I'm going to donate to either the Dementia Society of America or an appropriate dementia-related charity. I'm going to pop back on in like an hour and join Phil at the top of the SmackDown show as well. And then there will be Grapsity on Saturday. Sad to see these people lose their jobs. Braun and Cora Jade could end up in TNA. I don't know if TNA is going to want to pay out that amount of money for Braun. Braun is not a Sorry, I muted myself so I could cough. He is not a cheap ask at all. Biggie Spell says, what with specific reference to the released wrestlers, is Japan still a viable full-time option nowadays? From my father's battles with Lewy body dementia, I can only echo your comment about making moments of clarity count. I mean that sincerely. Anybody, if you hear me, if your loved one has dementia, it will be very hard on you. It will be heartbreaking on you. There will be some days when they do better and you'll convince yourself, oh, well, it's getting better. It, quite frankly, it likely isn't. But what I will say is hold on to those moments of clarity and enjoy them. And whatever you're doing that day, change what you're doing that day and spend time with that person. Japan, a viable full-time option? More, honestly, more for the women. With Marigold, Stardom, Tokyo Joshi Pro, more like that, more like that. I did answer this-ish, but no, they are not going to cancel the releases and bring them back. There will be some talent that they that naturally make their way back, or some of them they go, ah, maybe we shouldn't have on that one. That's happened a few times in the past, but. Yeah, it's not going to be a situation where they're like, okay, we're bringing back everybody. Mr. Burt Wayne says, shop.fightful. I need to put some new designs up. I'm going to work on those. Sad to see the releases. Do we know if they're done? We don't. I don't know about that. I don't have that answer. Does HBK have any input on NXT releases? Given how much Jackson and Core had been used recently, it feels like he doesn't. I have asked that a number of times in the past. I've never been given a real answer to it. Now, I don't want that to become a thing. Like, that has become like a new thing that people aggregate. They act like me not getting an answer from WWE means like they've got something to hide. They don't owe me information. I owe you guys information. Like, that's the way this relationship works. And this is a hunch. This is not a report. Considering the nature of how some of these talent are booked, and even in the past, Mustafa Ali, I would be surprised if he has a ton of input on it. He clearly has some sort of heads up because Jakara and Lash got split. They should have strapped the Meta Girls when they would be featured more and more women would show up to NXT to challenge. Well, buddy, I've got an update for you coming to FightfulSelect.com. Not going to paywall the initial report of the details I've heard behind it. We're going to have that on our free tier. We do have a free tier of FightfulSelect.com. Encourage you guys to check that out. We will have additional stories on a lot of this stuff. We're going to have some more contract news throughout this week. A ton of it over at FightfulSelect.com. I want to thank so many of you that joined me tonight. Hung out and that donated to a nice cause during a very bummer of a day. I will be back here on the SmackDown post show to answer your questions. If y'all have any more, go over to that stream. If you haven't subscribed already, please do that. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, we have a bunch of different content over there as well. I'm trying to stream more on TikTok, but Fightful Select is our lifeblood. Raphael, I read yours. I read yours, my friend. But thank you all so much. And again, show these people some love. Give them some positive energy. Give them some good vibes in what is likely to be, you know, a rough patch for them. But until next time, my friends, we're out.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.